Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, how good an idea is that? It's a very good idea, and today is a particularly good idea. I know I sound a little foggy, don't I? I sound a little nasally.
You sound all right to me.
Oh, good. Okay, good. As I've said before, most program directors try and keep their talent healthy and happy. With me, they try and keep me sick and depressed because I slow down a little bit and my voice drops down a little bit. So they sort of poison me with great regularity and sort of say terrible things to me, so I'll cry. And it's very effective. Today, the reason I sound like this, I don't have a cold, but I've just I had to be at a conference this morning on a panel at 7 o'clock this morning. And we got this kind of ice storm yesterday. Did you see it? It was apparently one of the biggest pileups ever on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Really?
70 cars involved.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Apparently 20 people went to the hospital.
Yeah.
It was a mess. And I was, you know, the forecast was not for snow yesterday, and so I'm in my little cowboy boots, you know, with my little... And cowboy boots are great, but they're not exactly built for snow. I mean, they have a high heel on them. They're leather soles. They're incredibly cute. But, you know, look, when it's going to be terrible weather, I wear clodhoppers, right? I want rubber, and I want tread, and I want flat, and I want worm. I don't care for cute. But I didn't know. So apparently missed the, apparently tractor trailer sort of did what tractor trailers do on the ice. It was just a mess, apparently. None of which I knew. But I got there, and I didn't get there till about 7:30. I guess the accident happened around 9, so I just sort of missed a little bit. And then there was this big party, and which was fun, except eating it at like 8 o'clock at night, not a good idea for me, but did it anyway, of course. And it was a very noisy room. It was fun, but it was noisy. And knowing I had to speak the next day and sleep, not much sleep. And, you know, when you have to get up early, I mean, I left a wake-up call, and I put it on my phone. I put it on the radio in the room. And, I mean, God forbid I should. And you know, I assume everybody in the world does this. You wake up about every hour to just, you know, to check the clock, see how much longer you have to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd actually ordered room service, but room service when you're on a tight schedule is not a very good idea, because their version of room service is, you know, and when you call and say is about, you know, how much longer, what did they say? 5 minutes or it's on its way, which could mean anything. So I canceled it and just went down and got some juice, and actually not juice, but some hot water actually for my throat, and then was on a panel with five guys. And, of course, for today, because I didn't have to go outside until the very end, high heels, skirt, whole thing.
Mm.
I figured if you're going to be the only girl on a panel, you should look like... I had a... It was kind of a sleeveless sheath, but I had a little leather jacket on over it, so I looked exactly like they did. I don't think so. But it was kind of interesting. Mm. And they all sat, because they're on a panel, and I'm not good at sitting still. So we each had 10 minutes to give a presentation, and it was really great because they actually had a guy in the audience who's showing us how much time we have left. That's very effective. I mean, I'm pretty good at it because this is what I do for a living, mm-hmm. but it was very helpful. And people came out, and it wasn't actually snow, it was ice. It was the kind of black ice kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know from black ice, right?
Yeah.
You had your little black ice event last week.
Yep, I know all about it.
All right, well, so be careful on the, but people came out, which was nice, and I talked to a couple people's mother and a couple people's wives and a couple people's girlfriend, because they love you, so I always call up and say hi, sing happy birthday to a couple people.
That's nice. So,
and went racing back to the city to be with y'all and to do my job, which is this. I brag on you guys all the time. As I mentioned yesterday, that I'd just done this interview talking about And believe it or not, the issue came up again about how divisive this country is being, and they called it the divide. And I said, well, not on my program. First of all, I have no idea. I mean, I ask age sometimes, but it's, I said, I'm in the business of helping people to change their mind. And change is tough.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about the kinds of things that we talk about here. And you guys are unfailingly polite. You don't always buy it, but that's okay. It's not your job necessarily to buy it. It's just my job to at least have it available for you to peruse. And you're kind. You're thoughtful. You're quite often very brave and vulnerable. I mean, you guys are the best. I mean, I truly believe that if you want to believe in the value of the human spirit, all you have to do is listen to my program for a while. And I'm just the conduit. I'm just kind of the lightning rod for it. You guys are the proof. So today in history, I'm not listed on Today in History, I suppose, because it's not really history yet, because it just happened. But it's so, and it is National Umbrella Day. I never had an umbrella. I grew up in Denver, and I didn't have an umbrella until I went away to college. And I just felt, I mean, every time I open an umbrella, I feel like Mary Poppins. I love umbrellas because I didn't grow up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think umbrellas are the coolest thing. And so they're always being turned inside out, and, you know, I lose them with great regularity. But I love umbrellas. So even though it's not really an umbrella kind of day, it's more a why didn't you wear flat-heeled, rubber-soled shoes kind of day. But all right, in 1870, the YWCA was founded in this very city.
Cool.
Yeah, there you go. The YM, I think, is older than the YW.
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too, like maybe 15, 20 years even. Texas Tech was founded as Texas Technological College. So it became TTU. It was TTC at one point in Lubbock. It's a very colorful day. In 1942, the first gold record was presented to Glenn Miller for Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Hmm.
There you go. Eisenhower on this day in 1954 warned against intervention in Vietnam. You know, Eisenhower was always viewed as kind of a intellectual lightweight, but he was the one who said, stay out of Vietnam, beware the military-industrial complex, that terrorism, you know, that non-nationals are going to be the problem of the future. I mean, he foresaw lots and lots of stuff. So for being not really being thought of. Maybe it's because he ran against Adlai Stevenson, who was thought of as an intellectual. But I think he was really never quite given his due as a president, as a smart dude, because he really foresaw a lot of this. Mm-hmm. Roy Lichtenstein in 1962 first did Look Mickey, which did speech balloons and Band-Aid dots and comic imagery.
Mm-hmm.
First time. That's a long time ago. That's what, 53 years ago?
Yep, 53.
Bill Roy. The 25th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified. Ron Brown, speaking of color, was the first African-American to lead a major American party when he was elected chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
Mm-hmm.
IBM supercomputer Deep Blue defeats Garry Kasparov in chess for the first time in 1996. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And voters in Maine repeal a gay rights law passed in 1997, becoming the first U.S. state to abandon such a law, which, again, is in the news again today.
Yeah.
So as much as things change, I guess they don't. So there we go. Alarming story today. Did you see that if you're talking to your TV set, do you talk to your TV set? I yell at my TV set, but I don't think that's what they're talking about.
I tend to yell at my TV sometimes,
yeah,
if I'm watching a game or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not what they're talking about. Apparently there are things like, you know, like you, like Siri on your cell phone. Well, you don't have one like that. Siri, you can actually ask a question rather than typing in a question to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they have smartphones. You can do the same thing. Well, except people can hack into them.
Mm. That's troubling.
Yeah. Well, the wave of the future, folks. And you can also take a robot dog for a walk. I wonder if they dump batteries on the sidewalk that people don't pick up. Just a thought. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so this article out about perfectionism, which is one of my topics I talk about a lot, and they've got a 30-item quiz. And one of the women who's writing about it says that she took the quiz, and she decided that she looked at some of the questions. She thought it was really all about her because she frequently makes lists. She's has demanding standards for herself. She can be very detail-oriented, and she likes being prepared. But then she looked at some other things, and she said, okay, well, this doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm so afraid of failing that sometimes I don't even start. I have trouble making decisions. I often miss out on enjoyable and exciting events because I'm working so hard. I have trouble finishing projects because there's always something more I can do to make it better. So then she thought, well, okay, that doesn't describe me, so am I a perfectionist or not? So then she sort of got in touch with the author, apparently, of the book. And she sort of asked the following questions. Are all of these items really relevant to perfectionism? Are they all measuring the same thing, or are there actually different aspects of perfectionism? Do people answer the questions the same way over time? So if you score as a perfectionist today, will you also score as one next week? Do people who score as perfectionists think and feel and act in the way that perfectionists should think and feel and act? Does the scale measure what it's supposed to measure? Do people who score as perfectionists not think and feel and act in the way that perfectionists should think? That is, does the scale not measure what it's supposed to measure? And is the scale really measuring something new? Is it just a different level or a different label for something we already know? And she said, the person who wrote the book didn't answer any questions. So she said, you know, that means they're guesses, not science. That science basically has to be verifiable and it has to be repeatable, right? You have to replicate it. You have to make sure that it's measuring what it says it's going to measure, and that the people using the same criteria will get the same results. And the reason I shared it with you is, I guess, for two reasons. First of all, because I really like the topic of perfectionism. I think it's a really interesting topic. But that somebody else was sort of railing against the sort of easy way that people have appropriated the notion of science without really in any way applying scientific principles to research or to their findings. And so, and I guess it falls into the other category that, as you know, just drives me bananas, which is so-called experts who have no expertise, that they're, you know, talking heads. And as I said, I saw a show over the weekend which was even more adamant about it than I am. And there's a new documentary out, which I think comes out the beginning of next month. And it's called, what's it called? Something of Doubt. I'll think of it in just a minute. Not Ambassadors of Doubt. I'll figure it out in just a second. Sorry, it just went in and out of my head. But the idea that people basically present themselves as experts, and it's kind of like anything else. It's like the emperor has no new clothes, but if they've been on CNN or Fox or ABC or NBC or whatever, then everybody decides. Merchants of Doubt is what I was looking for. With the idea being that these people quite often have no credentials, but speak well and look well, and nobody ever checks their credentials. And the guy on the weekend actually had listed a couple people by name. I assume that he has lawyers involved and actually checked out their backgrounds. And they basically lied. They made stuff up. Either they were at universities that didn't exist or in departments that didn't exist or had credentials at legitimate universities, but they said they didn't ever go to that university. Or, I mean, it was just this extraordinary kind of willingness to be fast and loose with the truth for profit, which I guess shouldn't surprise us in a capitalist society, but it still is a little alarming. And so I just thought I would share one other perspective about the fact that check out, ask to see the original resources, ask to see the research. Don't accept something just because someone says it, because you don't know what their motive is. You don't know what their goal is. You don't know what their agenda is. And it's not that you have to distrust everybody. It's just that ask to see the research. And I think there are probably some people who are very sincere. They're just sloppy in that they will... You know, that they will clump together a number of studies that really have very little in common to be able to increase the size of their pool, their sample size. Okay. All right. Another sort of story that certainly shouldn't surprise anybody. Family work stress make heart attack recovery tougher for women. Like, duh. Did you know women over the age of 60, which I guess is past menopause, maybe it's over the age of 55, it's postmenopausal women, have a slightly higher than men morbidity or mortality rate from heart attack. We think of heart attacks as being something men have.
Yeah.
But women have actually slightly higher than men after menopause, that apparently estrogen keeps us all safe for a while, and then it doesn't. And one of the reasons is that women tend to ignore the symptoms, number one. Number two, the symptoms for women having heart attacks are not the same as men. You know, most people, if you said, what's a symptom of a heart attack, they would say shooting pains, pain in your jaw, cold and clammy, and those are much more common in men than they are in women.
Mm-hmm.
So so women tend to ignore the symptoms, be unaware of the symptoms. I suppose you can both be unaware and then ignore the ones that you do have. And then recovery, that they sort of feel that they, you know, the family needs them so that they don't take the time and energy to recover that they should. So.
Hmm.
So there. All right, let me do one more thing, and which was, I was just trying to figure out exactly how to do it, which is the conference this morning was, it was a sales conference, really, and you can ask yourself why I was invited, and I actually asked exactly the same question, because there were, as I said, there were five guys and me, and the topic was how did I become successful? And I said, are you sure that you want me on that panel? I've told the story before. A bunch of years ago, I was on a book tour, and I was being interviewed by a woman, and she said, she was talking about something, and I said, yeah, I'm going to be a 25-year overnight success. And so in the next day in the paper, it said I'd been on the air for 25 years, and I hadn't. The idea being that I thought success was still, you know, farther down the road, and she didn't. She viewed me as already successful, and I viewed myself as success was something that was going to happen farther down the road. These guys were really interesting in that what I heard them all say in common, and they had very different backgrounds. Two of them were African-American. One was working in an energy company. One is the guy who started the My Pillows franchise. But what they all had in common was a willingness to try something that no one else had tried, a willingness to be kind of stubborn, a willingness to keep at something, and also, interestingly enough, to start small. I think that all of them had, and it's not that they didn't have sort of setbacks along the way, because they all did, but how, and they were talking about very different things. One is a football player who has leather jackets for the NFL. One, as I said, was My Pillow. One has an energy company. One works for a college. But I think what they had in common was also sort of a genuine interest in people beyond being successful, and I think that's probably what made them successful. If you'd like to talk about success, colorful issues, or taking your robot dog for a walk, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold
gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. And folks, I know that I'm encouraging you to call, which I always am, and to send me emails, which is fine. Try not to write War and Peace, all right, just because it's really hard for Manny to sort through them that way. And I, you know, I know that there's that conflict because I'm saying, you know, put enough in there so I can actually have enough information to answer your question. But still, the best way to be complete and make sure that I have all the information I need is just to call me. All right, 855-993-7569. Eric, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. This is Eric. I called yesterday regarding my 14-year-old boy with autism.
Right, I remember.
I wanted to ask you a question, but I didn't want to take so long. The question I have is about siblings. We have a 5-year-old boy that is you know, neurotypical, they would say. He's actually what you would call a highly spirited child, outgoing, social. Big difference between the two kids, obviously. But sure. It's getting to the point where at 5 years old, he's starting to ask why his older brother does things repetitively, why he says things repetitively. He easily manipulates him. And I'm just wondering how I can start relating to him that, you know, he needs to understand about his, I hate to say the word disability, because people with autism actually have a lot of ability in other areas.
What does your 14-year-old do better than the 5-year-old?
Better?
Mm-hmm.
Well, believe it or not, I would say he's has more empathy, certainly towards us.
Great. Okay.
He's more calm, more patient, patient with him than he should be.
Okay. All right. Terrific. All right. Understand, if we took the autism off the table and put any kind of different kind of behavior, that why does my brother wear glasses and I don't need to? Why does my brother not like vegetables and I like vegetables? Why does my brother get to stay up later? Why does my brother turn in and mine turns out? So I think that comparison is almost an innate part of a family structure when there's more than one child. And having grown up with a lot of siblings, what I would suggest is, on the one hand, you could say don't compare. But that's almost inevitable, especially because the kids will compare. They will say, well, how come she gets to stay up later, or how come he doesn't have to do the dishes? And I think as a parent, that the answer is that we're all different, number one. And number two, that you can do this well, and your brother can do this well. So when the 5-year-old says, why does Timmy say something over and over again, what you can say is, do you know what? Human beings are kind of like snowflakes in that snowflakes are all cold and they all come down out of the clouds. But then when you look at snowflakes, and maybe if you just look at them, what you think is that they're kind of pretty and white. But if you took a snowflake and you looked at it very, very carefully, like under a microscope, you would see that there are a huge number of differences. And people are kind of like snowflakes that on some level, we look the same. In some ways, we come from the same cloud. We come from the same parents. But we're all really different. And your brother has a brain that works a little differently than yours. What that has him do is he may say something over and over again because it feels better to him to do that. You might sing a song to yourself. Or you might do Barney's, I love you, you love me. Your brother will say, Yeah. You can use whatever example that his older brother uses. And you are really good at A. And Timmy is really good at being calm. That Timmy is really patient. And so instead, because I think saying, well, we're not going to compare, it's not a competition, is true. It's just kind of hard to avoid in that there is that natural tendency, and kids don't get the rules. They don't care that there's they know the difference. It gets socialized out of them as being politically incorrect at some point, but they know the difference. And so I think all you have to do is explain that we're like snowflakes, that we're all a little bit different, and all of us have something that's really special about ourselves, and most of us have something that is a little more challenging, is a little more difficult, makes us have to work a little harder in an area, and then
okay.
I let it go.
And also, he's quite manipulative and has figured out that he's easily manipulated and that all he has to do is raise his voice and yell, and it sends him into sensory overload. So he's
Which, you're, the he's 5-year-old learned. only has to yell to send
yes.
his brother in?
So he's learned how to manipulate him perfectly, and I've told him, you got to understand your brother's different and things like that, but
what would happen if when the 5-year-old yells, and Timmy gets over. What would Timmy do if left to his own devices? What would Timmy do with respect to the 5-year-old?
Leave the room.
Why don't you let that happen?
I do.
Because if your 5-year-old is like most 5-year-olds, he idolizes his big brother. And so leaving the room just means, I mean, to a certain extent, that's what all of us should be doing when anybody does anything that makes us upset, is instead of fighting back or giving kids attention for being naughty, because the 5-year-old has also learned he gets a double dip. If he yells, especially if he feels Timmy's getting more attention than he is, that not only does it make Timmy nuts, but it makes mom and dad turn to the 5-year-old and pay attention to him. So maybe the thing to do is you ignore the 5-year-old doing that, you let Timmy take care of himself, which he's figured out how to do, and you don't, and you ignore that behavior, because my guess is if you look at when he does that, he's doing it because he feels his brother's getting more attention than he is, or he just wants some attention. So instead of giving him the attention, because he'd rather everybody said, oh, you're a wonderful child and you're such a great little brother, but he'll take being yelled at to being ignored, so ignore him. And Timmy will sort this out. Because he's autistic, not stupid.
Sort it out. I'm just wondering at what age I should really sit him down and explain, you know.
Well, sir, Ed, I mean, look, he's going to sort it out. The 5-year-old's going to sort it out himself. I mean, look, I think what you're doing is feeling like, all right, how do I make sure that I love them the same? And you're not going to love them the same. You can love them the same amount, but you're going to love them differently because they're different people. And I think trying to equalize everything in the family is a fool's errand. And kids always know. I mean, because they're little, they're not stupid. I kind of keep an eye on it. You don't want violence being acted out on any sort of major scale. But these are, I mean, if I'm correct, a five-year-old really adores his big brother and wants his big brother to pay attention to him, and even more important, wants mom and dad to pay attention to him, and you ignore this kind of behavior, see what happens.
But he's also figured out as he gets older how easily manipulated he is.
Well, I don't know but all he does is leave the room. And again, an autistic child learning to deal with the world. Keep an eye on it rather than intervening. Let it go a little longer, even though it may make your stomach hurt a little bit, and you may have a sense that this isn't a very nice way for the 5-year-old act. But 5-year-olds are not very nice people. They're not very socialized. So keep an eye on it rather than intervening, and see what happens. See how it plays out a little bit more. Give both of the kids a chance to establish a relationship with each other. And because I think you're being very protective of Timmy, in a way that probably is not terribly useful to the 5-year-old or to Timmy. Give it a little bit more leeway. I'm not suggesting that you abandon Timmy, but what would happen if Timmy needed to deal with things a little bit more on his own? What would happen? See what happens.
Yeah, he'd get more skilled at advocating for himself. So you got a great
maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. So what I'm saying is that your impulse as a parent is to be protective. May not be very useful here. Play it out a little bit. You can always intervene. You always have that option. But let it go a little longer and see what happens to the 5-year-old and the 14-year-old if you don't. See what happens. Does the 5-year-old learn that this isn't profitable? Mom and dad aren't paying attention. Brother just left the room. I'm kind of abandoned. Will Timmy learn that, gee, you know, my brother does this, mom and dad aren't going to intervene for me. If I don't like it, maybe there's something else I can do.
Great idea. See, you're more than a conduit, like I've been hearing you say.
Well, okay, I do have a degree.
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
Barry. You're welcome. Bye. And you'll be next. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, and it is 855-993-7569. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Ann. I was at the Hey, Dr. Joy, it's Ann. I was at the event this morning, and you were amazing, as always.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
The reason why I'm calling is this. I am the mom of two daughters, one who is 20 and she's away at college, and another daughter who's 17. And it's my 17-year-old who I'm calling about.
Okay.
And she is beyond excited about the upcoming movie, 50 Shades of Grey. And I'm really, really not happy about this. I read the trilogy, and I don't feel it's an appropriate subject for a teenage girl. You know, I've raised my daughters to be independent and strong, and I just don't think a movie that focuses on S&M is what they should be focused on. And, you know, truthfully, I'm excited myself to see the movie, but I've decided not to, as I don't want to be the type of person who says, preach what I, you know, who says,
yeah.
You know.
Listen to what I say, not what I do, yeah.
You got it.
All right, let me offer, first of all, I'm seeing it tomorrow, so I can review it for you on Thursday. I can't tell you yes or no. I thought the book was the silliest, stupidest thing I'd ever read.
If I read one more time about her clitoris, I was going to scream.
Well, all right, let me tell you a couple things. First of all, let me just answer your question here, which is telling a 17-year-old not to do something is not very safe because she has so many ways of getting around it. And I don't know how obedient or not obedient she is, but, you know, it's only a movie. And it's not like, did she read the book?
No. And you know what?
Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that you and your daughter go see the movie together for two reasons. First of all, because you don't want to make this forbidden fruit, especially in this particular case. Teehee. Never mind. Number one, and I mean, how sexy is it to go see a movie with your mom? Not that sexy. Third of all, it takes all of the sneakiness and all of the possibility of lying or, you know, getting a bootleg copy of it or something away. And then the two of you talk about it. And because, look, your job as the mom of a 17-year-old is not to teach her right or wrong, and not even to teach her about a sex life, because she's going to learn that about, she already knows the difference between right and wrong, or somebody is, or she's never going to. And in terms of a sex life, I don't think most of us go to our mom for information, or permission for that matter. So by going to the movie with her, you've taken away the forbidden fruit aspect of it. And then the two of you go and have coffee together and talk about what you think about it. And it may be that what you're saying is, you know, that this whole movie is based on the notion that men should have power over women. And that if women are real women, that they submit to it, and that's just sexy as the dickens. Now, the fact that he's older than she is, the fact that he's wealthy, the fact that he has all these trappings, I mean, it is part of the fable of how women should relate to men. And I think you're going to be much better off talking with her about why you thought it was silly, or why you thought it was serious, or why you thought this scene worked or this didn't, than forbidding her to see it. Because certainly, I mean, it's going to come out on DVD within 6 months, and she can see it at a friend's house, and she can probably sneak into, and you're really encouraging her almost, even though I assume that she's an incredibly obedient child, right, to lie to you about it. So I wouldn't do that. I'd take the whole thing out of it and say, you and I will go Friday afternoon after school, or we'll go Saturday morning or whatever. And let me suggest one other thing for you.
Okay.
There is a terrific off-Broadway play called 50 Shades the Musical, which is the silliest, funniest, most irreverent thing you've ever seen. And it's just been extended to Labor Day. It's been going on for at least a year. And I will tell you two things about it. First of all, as those of you who don't know about 50 Shades, it was the sort of publishing phenomenon a couple of years ago. And it was kind of suburban women passed it along to each other, like, you know, with dog-eared copies of. And the whole notion is that this incredibly innocent young woman, as far as I remember, is a virgin, and runs into this incredibly powerful, sexy, but mostly wealthy man in his 30s, and his whole thing is D&B, dominance and bondage, and sadomasochism. And the idea being that it's incredibly erotic, and this is really what all women want. And in this particular, in the 50 Shades of Musical, Mr. Grey is played by the most adorable, overweight, Asian kid you've ever seen, and with a complete huge pot belly. And they just make such wonderful fun of this. And I would tell you my favorite part about it, which is they have this little cabinet with all their little sex toys in it, and it's got fake orange fur. And if you look over in the left-hand corner, there's a Tickle Me Elmo doll. So everything, the whole point is that they took what, I agree with you, I walked off a television show once that was talking about D&B. And I said, when the major cause of death for women under the age of 40 is domestic violence, I'm not willing to talk about hitting people or handcuffing people or whipping people with safe words for fun. I'm just not willing to do that. And I walked off the show. They were not thrilled with me. But a cop in the first row said, you know, I'm a police officer. She's right. You guys are crazy to do this. Because, I mean, look, people's sex life, consenting adults, so be it. But to in any way encourage this kind of behavior, because some people are aware of limits, some people are not. Some people know when to stop, some people don't. Some people think that somehow dominance is sexy, and some people don't. But I think forbidding your daughter to go see something that's so accessible is not a very good idea, because you're going to put her in a terrible position. And it's almost encouraging her to lie, which we never want to do with kids. Go and tell her, because she's going to see it. I guarantee you. She'll see it within the next year, one way or the other.
And you know,
it'll be out on video.
She has her first boyfriend now, but the one thing has nothing to do with the other. But
it does, because here's a way of educating her in the context of what love is, what sex is, what the giving and receiving of pleasure is, what the relationship is about, why some things seem so intense that they're nearly painful. There's a great opportunity for the two of you to share a point of shared interest and explain to her, because you're not going to talk with her about your sex life. I guarantee you she's not going to talk with you about her sex life, but something on a screen the two of you could look at together and talk about that and your reactions to that, which gives her a whole wealth of information that there's not, that neither of you would have access to without seeing that together. Because she's going to get her information either from the internet, God forbid, or from her friends who know not a whole lot more or maybe a whole lot less than she does. And probably, I mean, she may even call me about it, but probably not. It's extraordinary how little kids really know about sex. So I would take her to go see it. Then I go see Fifty Shades of Musical, which is, I suspect, much more fun rather than forbidding it. And if you want to talk with me about it, stay on the line. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the
the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.